Feathers are one of the most wonderful adaptations in the entire animal world. They're exceptionally lightweight, even as they provide insulation and waterproofing, allowing birds to be the most numerous and widespread vertebrate flyers on the planet. Those benefits exact a cost. Feathers degrade and wear out with time, so all bird species replace their body and flight feathers periodically in a process we call molt. Many of our songbirds molt just once a year. Chickadees time this molt for summer, after the young no longer depend on the adults. Adult chickadees wearing their year-old feathers are run ragged by their young. By midsummer, some of them can look extraordinarily bedraggled and even pathetic, especially awful-looking in comparison with their fledglings and their spanking new feathers. But soon, all these worn-out adult feathers will be pushed out by brand-new ones, leaving the adults in fine fettle before the coming bad weather. Most birders call the new body feathers birds molt into in late summer their basic plumage. Timing the molt for summer's end is ideal for many of our eastern songbirds, which have plenty of food resources in mid to late summer, right when they're done with egg production and all the high energy costs of incubating those eggs and raising young. No bird drops all its body feathers at once during molt. New feathers push out the old ones little by little. Oddly enough, some individual jays and cardinals do seem to molt all their head feathers at once. In rare cases, this may involve bad cases of mites, but I suspect it's just normal individual variation. The Blue Jay entry in the Birds of North America notes, "All capital tract feathers dropped nearly simultaneously, resulting in individuals being nearly bald for about a week. But there is individual variation. When I was rehabbing, I had two blue jays that I kept in adjoining cages. Every summer, Sneakers lost all her head feathers at once, while BJ's head molt was far less noticeable." Right now I'm thinking about molting because Lisa Johnson has been taking photos of American white pelicans this summer. These birds live up to their name. Their adult plumage is white with gleaming black flight feathers. But weirdly, breeding adults grow patchy black feathers on their crown, nape, and along the back of their necks. The pattern of these black feathers varies crazily from one bird to another. Most people call this, in pelicans, the supplemental plumage, but since the odd feathers are found primarily on the top of the head, Lisa Johnson decided to call them a toupee, which seems about as accurate a name as anything ornithologists have come up with. This toupee grows in during the nesting season at the exact same point in the nesting cycle that royal, elegant, and sandwich terns of the coasts are molting into dark head spotting that also varies widely among individuals. In all four species, the young gather into large groups called creches, quite similar to what young sea ducks, mergansers, and geese form. But unlike baby waterfowl, which feed themselves, pelican and tern chicks depend on their parents to feed them. Tern and pelican chicks may memorize the unique spotting on their parents during their time in the nest to help them recognize the right adults when they join these creches. A lot of birders put away their binoculars in summer as birds slow or end their singing, grow secretive to raise their young, and look their very most bedraggled. For me, summer is when birding grows the most interesting, when we can get fascinating glimpses into avian family life, as well as peculiar things like bald jays and toupee-wearing pelicans. A year of birdwatching is best enjoyed all in good time. Every day, every moment gives ample opportunities for those good times. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.